Surprise voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian House of Representatives reaffirmed its commitment to environmentally sustainability with a plastic free policy at the 19th session of the Parliamentary Union of the OIC Member States or PUIC Conference in Jakarta. Reported by Antaranews.com, the House Secretary General Indra Iskandar stated here on Monday that the policy is not merely a symbolic step but represents a firm stance of Indonesian Parliament. He also explained that the House Speaker had emphasized Indonesia's intention to pioneer and demonstrate its commitment to environmental issues at the 19th PUIC session. As a result, no plastic caps or bottles were used. Social Affairs Minister Saifullah Yusuf stated that the government is currently finalizing the decent housing program for people living in poverty and extreme poverty. Minister Saifullah Yusuf in Bandar Lampung on Monday explained that the program also contributes to strengthening the growth of local economy and improving the community's welfare. He further explained that in addition to the decent housing program and the Sekolah Rakyat or People's School program, there are other regular programs aligned with President Prabowo Subianto's Astacita missions regarding healthy sanitation and decent housing. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Okay.
the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Listener, Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. Sukarno is known, also famous, as a charismatic founding father, with the eyes for the future and so many opportunities. And listener, that's quote of the day. The first one is the fact that the celebration has been there since 1929. And even before that, Buddhism has been in Indonesia, along with some kingdoms that is following either Hindu or even Buddha. And Borobudur was one of the heritage or the legacy of Medang Kingdom, which was there in the 8th and 9th century. And then the next one is the fact that the Vesak Day has been a national holiday since 1983. And the decree by the government showed that our government is committed to show a wider recognition and protection towards religions in the country. But the next fact is that despite being located in Indonesia, the Vesak in Borobudur is not only joined by Buddhists from Indonesia only, but from across the globe. Some Buddhists from South Asia like Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand and Myanmar also joined there. And if you even heard about the Tudong, it is a kind of tradition in which some monks from Thailand are walking on foot from Thailand to Borobudur Temple. It's kind of fun, isn't it? And then also, the next fact is about the Tudong itself. It's like 2,500 kilometers from Thailand. They are walking on foot, and this is a spiritual ritual by the monks to implement the values of, how do we call it, patience? Yes, the value of patience and humility. And during this ritual, they can only bring two robes, medicines, and foods that they can get. So they do not, imagine if you want to backpack and forget about it, because they will be going for less. And apparently, surprisingly, a lot of people in Indonesia are so open for these monks. If they need to take a rest, if they need to eat, all people in Indonesia will offer them something like that. And the sixth fact about the Vesak Day, it seems that Vesak is only, the seconds of Vesak is only celebrated in Indonesia, because outside Indonesia, it seems that it is stated that the Buddhist uses the, Gregorian calendar, but in Indonesia, they are still using the full-blown tradition in Bali. So the decision when the Vesak will be commemorated will be decided so specifically. And the peak of the Vesak celebration or commemoration is the Vesak Lantern Festival, which is joined not only by the Buddhists, but everybody who want to join this. But it is not only about releasing a lantern to the sky, but it began with meditation, writing their prayer and wishes to be put on the lanterns. And then people in groups will be trying to light up the lanterns together. But if you are worrying about the waste created by the flying lanterns, you should not worry, because the lanterns are ensured to be using eco-friendly and biodegradable materials. So those are the facts about the celebration of Vesak at Borobudur Temple. If you missed this in this year, make sure to book some flights and also pick some dates next year to make sure that you can enjoy all the very spiritual, very nice thing that is commemorated in the Vesak at Borobudur Temple. And more from Indonesia still coming up next. I'll stay on Edward Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Take it. Alex Marefi. This instrument is made from special wood, which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, Kolintang is similar with Gombang, traditional instruments from Java, but the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kolintang is quite known in the Minahasa community, and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, and even musical performance. According to the history, Kolintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered the Minahasa land, Kolintang is not functioned as a complement of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Kolintang only consisted of some pieces of wood, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. That it was therefore by using two banana skins. Kolintang has begun to use resonated clay since first upon Goro was in Minahasa. Kolintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden base, which function as a resonator. The wood which is used for making Kolintang is usually from special ones, which is quite light and is hard arranged to form parallel ones. The wood is usually from wood of Alur, Bandaran, Hunang, and Kaking. In the development, Kolintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Isn't it? Before we talk more about Kolintang, let's listen to Kolintang rhythm.
And to complete the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to Kolintang rhythm. Thank you for listening.
online.